So we've been using the ISB laboratory for quite a long time, almost 6 hours every day or more, yeah.
Yes, and what I love about this particular environment that we're standing in right now is that there's a lot of different areas to get together. So there's regular seating, like with a table, and then there's couches, and then there's even sitting on the floor and little cushions and things like that. It creates that creative environment that has actually been really conducive to our own brainstorming around science. One thing that I know and love about the environment is it's very oriented to teamwork, and they teach it quite young. And as for myself, as not only a professional but also an educator in universities, I find there isn't enough people who have been educated in that environment. And so when I heard that ISB does this from a very young age to encourage that team and group work and that discussion and really that creating that interest for learning and also the self-learning, so learning how to learn, for me has been something that differentiates it from other school systems. From just my interaction with Greenlight for Girls, I see the leaders emerging from even the very, very young age, the amazingly young ages. Mm-hmm. And one very concrete example of this is when we started Greenlight for Girls a couple years ago, we did have this dream that eventually we would have workshops and activities that were conducted by the girls themselves of any age. And we thought we'd wait for that to happen naturally, and it was actually the students at ISB that demonstrated that first. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who actually came to us. We didn't even ask. They came to us and they said, look, you know, we've been participating for a couple years, we love it, but we want to do a workshop. Can we do a workshop? And they were so excited, and we said, absolutely, you can do that. And they have treated it so seriously and really taken that leadership and just grown with it, and they you can see their confidence growing. You can see them there. They really get into the science, even much more than some of the adults. Mm-hmm. They're not afraid of it at all. They go into the detail. They make sure that their students in front of them are focused, and they have a lot of fun while doing it. So it was a great combination to see.
Science on Air is brought to you by Greenlight for Girls, sponsored and supported by the International School of Brussels, and an empowered production by Radio X.